Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It's impossible!
Coaching will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It's February 2nd, 2017. Slim, can you tell I'm a little stuffy? I'm a little under the weather today.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a little vapor rub.
I might. I need something. And no, I'm not sick because of our stupid bet that you swindled me into to get a half point on the board. That was so dumb.
Honestly, I'm surprised you had so many people on board with you.
I am a little bit surprised too. People listen to me too closely to a fault.
I tried.
That was a terrible challenge. Courtney Lee is a terrible basketball player. I just did that for fun. Like, you know that I did the stupid Can We Make Slim Look Stupid segment just to point out how ridiculous Courtney Lee has been lately. Not because I think he's good.
Yeah, but, you know, now we have a tiebreaker already decided, so.
No, that's a good point. Unless we do another one. I kind of like these, having these debates that we could add, like, every once in a while do a special half-point thing.
Yeah.
I kind of like them. So, we'll review that a little later on the show. Today's show, we're going to recap the news and notes from the past couple nights of action, including a nice flash. Marquese Chris just flashing everyone. He's a serial flasher.
Okay. I hope that was on tape delay.
He just shows up to the stadium with this huge trench coat on. Sees the media start going, and you know he's got his Beats by Dre on. It looks like he's just intense, and then all of a sudden turns and goes surprise flash.
Is this like something that actually happened?
No,
it's like you're pulling my leg.
Wow! I convinced you on the story. Give me a half point on the board. We're gonna talk that a big name player's cankle flared up again. Then we're gonna preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready to throw the panic button on DeMar DeRozan's cankle?
It's pretty discerning, or whatever that word is, that he'd only played one game and immediately went back out.
Disconcerting? I don't know.
There you go. I didn't have no syllables in there.
And in Jeopardy, Alex would not give that to you because you missed a whole syllable.
All right, well, I'll just... disconcerting.
Especially, better, right? Especially since Trebek's from Canada. He probably loves his Raptors.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he's probably more worried than I am then.
But yeah, he returned, we mentioned that on the show earlier this week, but then had renewed swelling in the ankle after the Sunday game, did not play. They described it as precautionary, but would you use this opportunity to buy low, just ride it out? What you doing?
Oh, I think I'm just kind of, in a holding pattern right now.
Okay. In his stead, Norman Powell looks pretty good. Did you see his posterization of the brow?
No, but he's had a couple of those now.
Yeah, I mean, he's a high flyer. He's a good little player. Just on the wrong team to be a wing.
Yeah, it's tough to break into that rotation.
Yeah, on Tuesday night against the Pelicans, 40 minutes, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. We call that a rainbow line. A little assisted with overtime minutes, but Yeah, I mean, if DeRozan's missing a couple more games, I think stream him. Looking at four of the last five when he filled in for DeRozan in all those games, they look pretty good.
He fills in when Carroll's down, and sometimes Carroll got to start a power forward, and he filled in, right?
That sounds vaguely familiar. I mean, I know they've been doing their revolving door at power forward most of this time.
But for Norman Powell to really break out, it has to be DeRozan down because that's where the shots come
from.
Yeah,
it does. And also, like, they're not going to all of a sudden have Powell play this huge bench role. That's what Terrence Ross is for. When Powell's not the starter, his playing time is extremely sporadic.
Yeah, I think Ross is a better role player, and Powell's got some upside to be a little more than that.
I agree with that completely. If Powell was the starting shooting guard of the Sixers, I don't know. Would you?
He might play over Stauskas.
Yeah, the Sauce is actually playing kind of decent. He makes some highlight reel plays, shockingly.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens when Simmons gets back.
He's gonna lose. I'm trying to think. What's a team that needs like a playmaker and a shooting guard?
Playmaker at shooting guard? Well, the Bulls need about everything, don't they?
Yeah, say the Bulls blew it up and Powell is their shooting guard.
LeBron says they need a playmaker, right?
I'm pretty sure LeBron said that the Bulls need a playmaker. No, I know what you're saying. I'm just kidding.
Oh, there's a lot of teams out there that would take him if they could get him, but
yeah.
No.
All right. Drew Holiday in that game also had a big outing. Pelicans almost beating the Raptors there, so that would have been a nice one. Drew, 30 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, another rainbow line, 3 threes. I think we talked about him last week, I think, but top 50 player rest of the season, pretty much no question, or some question.
Yeah, because of those steals.
Yeah, steals are up lately.
Yeah, like, you know, you start comparing him to someone like Reggie, and, okay, you lose a couple points, but, yeah, the steals, it's like twice as many.
Yeah, 18 steals the last 7 games.
I mean, he's got, what, like 9 blocks in the past 6 or 7 games? That's a bit fluky.
The blocks have been crazy lately. Yeah, so, I don't know, he's interesting. Drew or, who's the point? You're taking Drew over Dragic?
Rest of season or next year?
Rest of season. Well, do both and next year.
Oh, that's pretty close. I mean, it's steals versus what? Maybe some field goal percent? Yeah, I'll take Drew.
Okay.
Up there in age. What's Drew? Like 26, 27?
Don't make me do math on the birthday. I think he is 26. If I'm
yes, accurate.
Hey, I'm starting to do the date right.
Yeah, I'll take Drew rest of season and next year.
Okay, I kind of agree. Drew, for sure, over Oladipo, right? Because I feel like...
He's just not a point guard anymore, you know?
I know. I feel like Drew is doing what best-case scenario Oladipo would be doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, best case. No.
Maybe the scoring...
would have to be down to get 7 assists a game.
Yeah, I know. I just meant, like... I feel like people thought Oladipo might get 4 or 5 assists on OKC, and I didn't really see that.
4 or 5 assists? I mean, I thought it was possible, but... Man, Westbrook just will not let that happen.
I know.
It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable for anyone else to do it.
You might see Drew up there in the third-ish round next year in pre-draft, or, you know, rankings.
Third round. I'm trying to think of a...
If you trust the injury history is over with, then why not?
Yeah, we didn't really have any point guards in that reign. I mean, we're still taking Bledsoe over Drew, right? I think he was the one that fell... Right on
yeah,
that second,
closest
third,
one. Yeah.
And then you get to Dragic, maybe Conley or whatever, get into the fourth, fifth rounds. He might be that Bledsoe one that's sandwiched in the middle.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Kind of a mid to late third rounder.
I agree with that. Yeah. Here's one that I was thinking when I put up these notes. Is there any chance that Markieff Morris is a top 50 player ranked next year in pre-ranks?
I'm going to go under.
So
I know. Really nice stretch. But he was so bad earlier in the year. I'll take under.
Yeah. On the season.
He's bounding really high. That's been kind of much higher than I would expect, at least lately.
Would you say the rebounding?
Yeah. And look at his January rebounding numbers.
8.6, yeah, but getting a boost.
Double-double all over the place.
Boost in minutes, though, over 33 minutes.
Here's the rebounding. October, 5.5. November, 5.8. December, 5.9. January, 8.6.
It's steadily improving, Slim. He's an improving player.
Yeah, so has the field goal percent. I mean, the shots, you know, he's got three more shots in January.
Yeah.
Threes are falling. They're at 1.5 a game.
He's shooting a lot more threes, too.
It's not top 50. There's not enough D stats.
Okay. Well,
you know, one steal, half a block. Okay.
I'm trying to think of who's like in that range of kind of marquee for Gallinari next year.
Marquee for Gallinari?
That's a tough one.
Different stat line.
And also, Gallinari might not be on the Nuggets. We don't know where he could go.
I mean, am I crazy to think it's not that far off like Aldridge?
A little. I mean, Aldridge is... I know his numbers are down, but he's been pretty good this year.
The steals and blocks.
The steals and blocks are comparable, right?
Well, yeah, but Aldridge is half a steal, one block, and yeah, Markieff is one steal, half a block.
Yeah, yeah, the other way around. Scoring a little bit higher
for Aldridge. Both about that range. And, you know, Aldridge is getting there. He's 31, be 32 next year. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see. Aldridge should probably fall to about 50 for me. Markieff maybe 60, 65, something like that.
We also are going to get a nice stretch of Aldridge here with Powell down.
Yeah, we hope so.
His numbers will be a little bit skewed, I think.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's really changed that. I guess the rebounding's up a little bit lately with Powell out. But
He's not taking the threes. I thought he might take a few extra with Powell out, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, San Antonio really took that out of his game. He barely took any threes last year. He's taking a couple now, but eh. All right. Brandon Jennings got another start for the Poppycockers with Derrick Rose hurt. Pulled up his numbers now, but Jennings is pretty much a must-own if you have an open roster spot, right?
Sure. I mean, I have him on my 250 team, and I have like 5 point guards, so yeah, yeah. I never have too many.
38 minutes against the Wizards, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 9 of 11
free throws. I'm not thrilled about that field goal percent.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know that that's happening. He has one season where he shot over 40.1%. It's always in the 30s.
Yeah, you want him to go to the foul line, not take, six threes a game. That's not too bad. I'll take that.
Yeah, 2 of 6 from deep in that one, but.
Yeah, it's all based on Rose, though. I think when Rose is there, it's his job.
Yeah, agree.
Regardless of how good either one's playing.
Sticking with this game, your boy, Willy Hernan Gomez, although they're not your boys anymore. Did we talk about that in the REL? You traded both the Hernan Gomez brothers.
They'll always be tied together.
That was fantastic.
Well, both of them were getting really waffling minutes, so.
At least you kept them together. You kept it in the family.
Yeah. I didn't want just one. I didn't even know which one I wanted.
Hernan Gomai?
Yeah, okay.
Hernan Gomai. Anyway, well, the Willy version of the Hernan Gomai. 15 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists against the Wizards. Got a spot start because Porzingis sat. Did Porzingis sit because of the Achilles again, or is it just a rest? No, he had illness. Illness, that I remember. Yeah. He probably gave it to me. Freaking goose. He gave me avian flu.
What have you been doing with the goose?
What have people...
A goose? Not without asking.
Ruffle his feathers? Play with him in the bathtub?
Willie's only had 3 minutes the game before. Is that
that's kind of where I was going. Because then stupid Cock will come in and play all the bench minutes, and then
whichever one's playing better that night, that's the best I've got.
It completely flip flops. So agree. I guess you know when they want more of a.
I would much rather have Zubac.
Oh, that's not even a question. Zubac is a true American hero, even though.
He is going to be the savior of many teams.
He's going to be the savior of the world. I think he might run against Donald Trump in the next election.
There's no way anyone else ranked him on Fantasy. Well, if we can even find this anymore.
I pulled him out of mine when I made updates because he played like 8 minutes in all of the preseason. It was very frustrating. But he was originally in mine.
Yeah, he was like 150.
Yeah, I really liked him because stupid Moskov sucked. And then
yeah, you get some backlash for that one, though. There's probably some comments in there calling you kind of not thinking straight.
And then they signed, what's his face? Tariq Black. And then it was like
2 years, $15 million, something like that.
Yeah, and that's like, okay, Zubac's going to have to fight for playing time now. And they don't want to play him the preseason. So this has got a lot of D-League all over it. But man, Zubac is so good. Oh, I love him so much. 17 points, 6 rebounds, and an assist against Denver. 8 of 9 shooting. Just such an efficient player. One turnover, but that's fine. 1-of-1 free throws. He's made 13 of his 15 free throws in his brief NBA career thus far. So good.
Yeah, no, he'll hit 80-plus for sure.
It's
no question.
So good. It's kind of, if he stays with this kind of minutes, it's kind of close to Valanciunas now.
Sure, but I think Zubac should block more. And if Zubac gets big minutes, he should turn the ball over more.
Probably. And the blocks for JV have been up a tiny bit. And Zubac just had back-to-back games without blocks.
Yeah, but he's really just trying to get his feet wet right now. He hasn't played these kind of minutes against this caliber player.
Yeah, but
once he gets the defensive rotations and all that kind of stuff, yeah, he's going to be a beast down low.
Yeah.
I'll probably project him at like 1.7, 1.8 next year, something like that.
Wow.
28 minutes or so.
You think he really is going to get 28 minutes? I still think they could platoon him with Mozgov.
I know it's really going to hurt to eat that Mozgov contract, but yeah, he's just the better player.
Trust me, yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that in the least, but...
And doing a pretty decent job of keeping the fouls down.
Man, imagine if they didn't sign Mozgov, just threw Zubac in as a second rounder as the starter, and looked brilliant.
Did he fall to the second round?
They'd have Clarkson, running the second unit as a second rounder, and then you have bajillion dollars for the free agent market in the next year or two.
If anyone would get there, yeah, sure.
Man, Lakers are a comedy of errors.
Well, they have to finish out that Luol Deng contract too, right?
Yeah, that was a pretty bad one.
yeah, the Deng and Mozgov,
the Deng one makes a little sense. You wanted to bring in a guy to teach Brandon Ingram, a former old Dookie, to teach the new Dookie.
Yeah, okay. And Deng is top-notch, locker room guy.
Yeah, exactly. Mozgov, I mean, I don't know what he's like. He seems kind of goofy to me. Maybe he's like the class clown of the locker room.
Okay. He actually had one of his best games against Denver.
Well, it's Denver because Jokic doesn't play defense.
Didn't play at all.
Oh, that's right. Jokic is out. Well, Nurkic was awful. Well, we can stick with that game real quick. Did you see how bad Nurkic was in that game?
No. That game was up way too late for me.
Oh, my. I didn't watch any of it either, but Fareed had a decent game.
Oh, 0 for 7?
Yeah. Fareed was 14 and 17 with 2 steals in 28 minutes. Nurkic, 12 minutes as the starter. 1 point. 1 of 2 free throws.
Wow, they played really small. Darrell Arthur must have been playing center.
Yeah, it was 7 field goals for Nurk. Yeah, Wilson Chandler playing some 4, move for Reed and Arthur to the 5.
Sure, I guess. You play with what you got. It's better than bringing Johnny O'Brien in the game, I guess. I didn't even get on the roster.
Why is he on this team? That's unbelievable. Why is Mike Miller on this team?
Well, same reason as Deng. Miller is actually the class clown, though.
Oh, I thought he's going to give everyone tattoo advice.
Yeah, he definitely can.
His tattoos.
All these young guys, they'd need it. Well, I think Gary Harris's tattoo game is pretty solid.
What tattoos does he have?
No, not much.
No.
Just an arm.
Oh.
Just like...
Speaking of good tattoos, Willie Cauley-Stein is really he's you know, this year has been the year of the neck tat. You've got James Johnson breaking out, Wilson Chandler breaking out, Matt Barnes breaking out of prison.
Year of the neck tat.
Willie Cauley-Stein now with the neck tats, and he's 10 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 blocks against Houston. Now, he did play some junk time minutes down the stretch, but looking at his game log, I mean, it's deep. It's a deep league special, but looks to me like 5 of his last 6 look pretty usable for a deep league.
At least it's consistent. You know, he was not getting off the bench 10 games ago.
I know. It's still not that consistent. 21, no, 26, but, you know, 11 and a
it's
half.
It's almost streamable right now. Almost.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there.
The third, the fourth against Phoenix and Golden State, that's streamable.
It's Bebe with a little bit extra scoring, maybe.
Maybe, just, I mean, he's actually making his free throws, so you got to watch out for that.
Who Bebe is?
No, I don't think that's the case.
Well, Willie Cauley-Stein still at only 54% on the year. It's a little better lately, but
lately he's been making more.
Yeah,
I see a couple of 1,000%.
Had a 1-for-4 against Charlotte that threw it off. But yeah, all right, I kind of like him as a deeper league guy. Another deeper league guy, which is also kind of working his way into streamable, is the young Sabonis, Arvydas Jr.
Okay. Yeah, this is pretty much tied to Cantor, obviously.
Yeah, getting more minutes with Cantor out, holding off Jeremy Grant from getting extra minutes, but
this is so low end. I'm not too interested in this.
All right, he was 13-10, double-double against the Spurs. I did like the 35 minutes. I mean, look at the minutes: 28, 29, 25 and a half, 35. Did have 6 turnovers.
Yeah, I don't believe the 10 rebounding even in that much minutes.
How does Sabonis get 6 turnovers?
Apparently had all 6 in the first quarter, too.
Really?
Yeah, that's a rough way to start.
You know, I actually watched a good bit of this game, and I honestly don't remember.
All right.
Well, I mean, like, I remember, you know, Westbrook. I remember a lot. Westbrook started slow. Kawhi started a little slow. OKC missed a ton of shots early. San Antonio scored a lot in the paint. I don't remember Sabonis having a lot of turnovers, but... Yeah, what do I know?
Yeah, it's like they say it was 5 in the first quarter. So, yeah.
Yeah, he had 5 fouls. Maybe a couple were offensive fouls or something.
Yeah, setting screens, that kind of thing.
Oh, I do remember one now. Someone passed him the ball, and they tried to do a fast break, and Patty Mills ran right behind him and stole the ball. Didn't even know he was there.
Yeah, you know, if I were to have to take one between Sabonis and Cauley-Stein, I'm probably taking Cauley-Stein.
I am too.
Fewer minutes.
I am too. And I mean, you still, especially if it's a deeper league, you get a shot that Cousins is traded and they try to unleash Cauley-Stein a little bit. The scoring, I mean, we thought this guy was going to be, you know, DeAndre Jordan and never score. Scoring has been kind of interesting.
You know, I'm sure they're right around the basket.
Oh, I know, but, you know, the points are higher.
The big upside is, you know, maybe he can get to 1.5 steals per game with enough minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, Noel as an absolute ceiling.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's a good one. D'Angelo Russell returned from injury on Tuesday night and had a monster game against the Nuggets. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists. We call that a dime bag with 2 threes, a steal, and a block. This is why you hold on to upsidey guy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of Jameer Nelson in this. Let's see how he does against Wall next time out.
Yeah, against Wall tonight should be fun, but I don't know, it's good to see. He's been so up and down, coming off an injury, at least, you know.
Yeah, he only had, 4 games, it looks like.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad with the knee-calf thing where both legs were injured.
And if he's healthy, you got to assume they're going to let him go at the end of the year. Let him get his 36 minutes.
I was about to say, they're waving him at the end of the year.
Yeah. No. As long as he doesn't get a hold of Nick Young's phone, I think he's about to stay.
They're gonna Derek Williams him. You see that Derek Williams is getting waived?
Yeah. He's not bringing the energy.
You want to know why? It's because it's the year of the neck tat. James Johnson is just taking over.
Yeah, so you're saying if Williams got a neck tap, then he probably does.
It's hard to see under his mini dreads. You have to display the neck tat. It can't just be there and no one can see it. You have to be proud to show the baby getting birthed out of your neck like Wilson Chandler.
Yeah, that's straight out of one of my favorite movies.
40 Knocked Up?
No. Quado. Is that his name?
Oh, Total Recall. I thought you were going for the crowning scene in Knocked Up or something.
No, I would have gone Ace Ventura 2 if that was the case.
Oh, that is a fantastic scene. Worm! that is a good scene. I like the first one way more, but that scene was fantastic in that one.
Yeah, it's got its moments.
There was the, you know, all of it's about bat guano. It's just kind of, I don't know, for some reason. I haven't seen it since I was maybe like 10, so I don't remember.
It's been a while.
Maybe I need to revisit that one. As I mentioned in the open, with flashing, Marquise Chriss, serial flasher. He's a sexual predator now. I probably shouldn't even like fake news this. Someone's gonna flag this podcast as fake news. Get him banned off Google. Fake news.
Are you sure? Do you have proof?
That's a good point. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block against Memphis. 8 of 12 shooting with 2 threes. Looked really good, but this was a blowout. Tyson Chandler played like 22 minutes or something. They kind of did a weird rotation. I don't know, I still love him as a stash.
This just goes to show, when he gets his minutes, he blows up. It happens like every time.
Yeah. His minutes, 18 minutes a game, and then just double this. So, because that's his per 36. Look at me doing math.
That gives you like 1.5 threes, 1.5 steals, a block, and 15 and 6, 15 and 7.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So
that's as a 19-year-old rookie. It's gonna be all over this next year.
The big question was, if you're stashing someone, are you still stashing Chris, or are you stashing the horrible, will never be named again person from Friends that isn't Joey, Ross, Rachel, Monica, or Phoebe? You didn't watch the show, so you didn't. But you should still know that reference.
No, I'm probably better off of like a 90210 reference. Not like I would have any idea what you're talking about.
So are you stashing Chris or stashing Chandler Parsons?
Straight up stash, huh?
Yeah, you're number one seed in the fantasy playoffs.
Probably Chris. I'm done with Parsons. It's not going to happen.
I kind of think I'm with you. Just because if Chris gets that 30 minutes a game, he might be what Parsons is if Parsons gets 30 minutes a game and Chris is the young, healthy one.
Well, Parsons per 36 is nowhere near what Chris is doing.
Also true.
God. Yeah, I'll take Chris. If they had equal minutes, he would destroy Parsons.
And someone in the comments, sorry, I forget who, said they were watching the, I think it was this Memphis Suns game, and at one point a trainer came over and was like fidgeting with Parsons' knee, and he was kind of grimacing.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at this game log. What, 21-0, 21-0, 22-0. Yeah, he's obviously not 100%.
Ugh. Remember, my big argument was the Grizzlies usually make good personnel decisions and good signings.
Well, this is 1 year of a big contract. You know, he's healthy for the playoffs, and they make the playoffs, which is foregone conclusion, right?
Yeah, they should make it, yeah.
Then, yeah, it'll be fully worth it next year, I imagine, in their eyes.
All right. The Virgin returned from off of Paradise. I don't know. Where would a virgin come from?
Bachelorette.
Oh, that's a good one. Although, come on, there's not any virgins on The Bachelor. Bachelorette. Get out of here. 9 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a 3 in his first game back after 2 weeks off. With a foot heel thing or something like that. Only 23 minutes, but I think things are going to be on the up and up. I actually saw a lot of comments where he was dropped. I definitely think
Oh, no, no. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I agree. You got to be sure he's on. I know he was kind of downturning right before he got hurt, but he's got a good shot to be a big-time player on this team.
Yeah, he should get his minutes back pretty quick. I mean, he just has to get his legs back. I mean, from all accounts, it got bad, and it's better.
Wow.
Yeah, conditioning. Yeah, it's all conditioning. He'll be fine.
Injury update. Du jour from Slim there. If only we had our Razzball doctor on the pod. Oh, we got Dr. G. Dr. G's around.
Yeah.
So, are you worried at all about Elfrid, who's been really, really good while Fournier's been out?
Is there really that big of a connection? No.
Okay.
Man, that 8-turnover game keeps looking at me.
What game?
The 8-turnover game from Elfrid.
Who's that against again?
Jerry and Grant defense, right?
Oh, God.
I don't think it shouldn't affect him too much. Maybe the score. I mean, what's his January numbers? I'm seeing a lot of 20-point games, but was he probably 16 in January?
For Fournier or Elfrid?
We're looking at 14-7 in January. I wouldn't look. I mean, he's got three extra shots in January. It might come down a smidge, but not a lot.
All right. And then...
turnovers have come up quite a bit.
The turnovers?
I'm only at 2.3 a game.
Yeah, his turnovers haven't been that bad.
I'm really liking him in the long run, years to come.
I am too.
Ripe old age of 22, turns 23 this month.
Put Elfrid on your dynasty team, Shelfrid.
Yeah, it's a lot of things are getting better.
Another point guard, a little bit interesting here, that Yogi Ferrell is apparently going to vie for the league lead in minutes for his Mavericks tenure. Played 35.5 against San Antonio, and then 37.5 against Cleveland. He played last night against the Sixers. We'll see what his minutes are by the time you listen to this. But 9 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. And then 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. Pretty interesting.
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't be, if you're streaming, I wouldn't hate it. Is it going to last? I'm looking at his D-League numbers. He's not a great shooter. He's a decent 3-point threat. Just he probably can't finish at the rim is my guess. We're looking at 1.5 steals in 36 minutes. That could be part of his game. Only 2 turnovers, 2.1 turnovers. I don't know. This might be something here.
Would you rather be streaming Brandon Jennings or Yogi Ferrell?
Probably Jennings.
Okay, just trust it a little bit more.
And even when Rose gets back, Jennings was still getting some pretty decent minutes.
What if you were streaming but... want someone that could be good for later, because there was a rumor that Darren Williams was getting shopped to the Cavs. Darren Williams is obviously a trade candidate.
I guess. I mean, they keep saying that Dallas is shooting everything down, though, right?
Yeah, because they think they're still in. Well, I guess they are technically only, I think they're 3.5 games out last I looked.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's no reason to if they're still playing for it. I mean, this is an old team. I mean, they have no real reason to fold.
You got to hold till you fold them.
I don't have my boots on. I can't clap, clap.
What's funny about Yogi Ferrell's game log is it's like 7 or 8 straight losses on Brooklyn, then changed to Dallas and 2 straight wins. Hooray, not a Brooklyn anymore.
Okay, that's yeah. Anybody's got to be happy to get out of there,
including God, Jeremy.
What they're doing with those players' minutes, I cannot imagine they're happy about it.
It is a mess. Jeremy Lin is even happy just to be injured, so he doesn't have to play.
So he doesn't have to get benched on a healthy benching.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know how many DNPs Brooke Lopez has, but. It's absurd.
That's a complete mess of a team. We knew that going in, and it was correct.
The DMPs and the minutes would be so wonky here.
Yeah, the DMPs.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yep. Robert Covington apparently couldn't make a fist with his hand, or with a hand contusion. So that's a little scary.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. Okay.
So
I guess this is, we don't have to worry about him getting into a fight.
Probably not. Let's not get him out there against Hassan Whiteside.
No, but I mean, if you ever wanted to talk smack to a much bigger, much stronger person, I guess now's the time.
Yeah.
Walk up to him, tell him how you know you could shoot a better than 35% from the field, and see what happens. Man, just make sure you keep running to the whatever side of, you know, his body is.
your shade is so light. I thought you were gonna go up to there and be like, "Oh, I slept with your mother last night." I think that would start something a little better than, "Ew, I can shoot up at 35%.
He's got feet, you know. He can kick you.
That's a good point. His feet are healthy. So something to keep an eye on there. Anything else from you from the past couple nights here?
You know, I still got no Jokic, sure. I don't know. You got I'm trying to think of how I can get more points on the board using Gary Harris.
No more special stupid contests.
Oh, he doesn't play tonight. Oh well. No, you got it pretty good.
All right. So Slim, taking a look at tonight's games. We've got the Lakers at the Wizards. You got the Hawks at the Rockets. That should actually be a pretty good one. Revenge game. Revenge game.
Probably is, too.
And then Sixers at the Spurs. And best records of the night is Warriors at the Clippers, but probably not going to be too close, especially after the Warriors beat them by like 50 last week. Steph Curry had like a 46-point game or something like that.
Yeah, Roly Poly couldn't quite keep up, could he?
Oh, poor Roly Poly. He heard the word curry and just got hungry.
I'm hungry.
But yeah, it should be actually a pretty good night. I'm guessing the Hawks, Rockets, and Warriors, Clippers are the TNT games, I guess. But
yeah, that would make sense.
So, should be pretty good. Taking a look at the 30-point challenge board. I haven't updated at the time of recording. Typical. But, Slim,
both of us didn't get it.
Yeah, but you got 6.5 now to my 8 because of your Gary Harris swindling. Meant to check this real quick. I know Connor got the half point right. I'm not sure if he got the call right, but Connor's leading the pace of the commenters here.
Okay, I think he went with the same one I went.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he completely copied you. Yeah, he went Kemba Harris. I couldn't remember if he went Lowry. A couple people went Lowry, which got points. So I'm going to update that by the time you listen to this or at some point early this morning. And I think I'm going to do... I need to put, like, the top 3 commenters. That's something I want to do, not just put the top one there, because it's kind of hard to see.
Okay, if you got room for it.
I think it'll work. It'll work. Yeah, we can do whatever we want here. I run a really loose ship.
Nonsense.
It's so
all about.
Oh, we're so organized. Cool. All right. So top 10 scorers here. We got Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Cousins, Brown, DeRozan, Durant, Lillard, LeBron, and Kawhi. I am still the reigning champion. Oh, Steph Curry's at 11th. Easy. Done.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's the pick.
Yeah. I like make it take it right now. I'm glad I'm hot.
Is Aldridge even going to play?
Who knows? It's the Sixers. Remember, there was one game last year where they benched everyone against the Sixers.
Somehow I doubt Austin Rivers is going to do his thing.
Dwight in the revenge game. Do it.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Do it.
I'm going to find something else. But
has he scored 30 points in a game this year?
Schroeder do it? Not against Beverly. I wouldn't bet on that. Is he going to get enough attempts? No. Maybe free throw attempts, but that doesn't help us.
Hack a Dwight.
Yeah, all right. Give me a wall against the Lakers.
Okay, that's a good one. So there's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to put them on the site, basketball.rasball.com. Find this podcast post and put your picks in. Tons of fun. And it's getting close here, getting heated till we get to the end of the season. Slim, what movies have you been watching? Anything good?
What did I see? I saw Edge of 17.
The one with Hayley Stanfield?
Okay.
The one...
I don't know the names that well.
The girl from Ender's Game? And, yeah. She was the True Grit girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I mean, you know, it's coming of age for a girl, very millennial stuff. But yeah, I was entertained the whole way, sure.
That describes I liked it. Slim to a T. Millennial coming of age girl.
I got something. I've been watching the, this is probably just because of how old I am, but I've been watching the BET's new edition story.
Okay.
It's, the music is I enjoy quite a bit, but the first, it's a three-part, I think, miniseries, I guess.
Okay, and they're like
the
a
first part
boy band,
is mostly
right?
Kid actors, and that first part is phenomenal. It's really, really well done. They might win awards for that.
New Edition is like a boy band or something, right?
Kind of, but it's Bobby Brown, so it's not as bandy as most. You know, Bobby Brown loves his cocaine, loves his prostitutes.
What are you saying?
And you know Belle Biv DeVoe, right?
I have no idea what you just said.
Okay. Their song is Poison. That's the big one they had.
Got nothing.
Oh, if you heard
sing,
it.
Sing it for us.
No.
Oh! Boo.
That girl is poison!
Yes!
Far enough away you couldn't hear me? No, you probably heard
it. No, I heard it. That was fantastic. That's going to become the new theme show music.
Yeah, it's 80s, you know? It's you know, flat tops and all.
Taking a quick look at Fantasy Movie League, Chelsea's Cineplex got really close to the perfect cinema. I was surprised the stupid A Dog's Purpose or whatever got the most valuable movie. I thought people were going to try to boycott that and stuff.
Boycott it? Okay, you got something I don't know.
Oh, you don't know what that... Oh, you missed that whole thing. That was a huge thing that some video on a cell phone showed producers throwing a dog into the water to get the shot, even though the dog didn't want to.
Really? That's what... throwing a dog into water?
I didn't see the video. Apparently it caused a big uproar. I don't want to see dogs getting abused. I don't know how
serious... abused? Me and my brother used to have a game with our dog. It was called Fun. I sat at one end of the couch. He sat at the other end of the couch, and we had fun.
Well, maybe reserve judgment because this did have a big outcry. I didn't watch it, so maybe you should watch it and weigh in. I don't know, but there was like a lot of like PETA and everyone saying, "Don't go see it. It's abusive to animals."
All right, well, how we define cruelty is a bit up in the air right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if throwing a dog into water is animal cruelty.
Well, I avoided that movie and should have gone with it, but I'm still in second place overall, which is pretty fun. Where's the season ranks here? Still a good 38 million behind Nico Cola now with 4 weeks left. Good job, Nico Cola. I know you had a big week recently. Didn't realize your overall lead was that high. Slim, you're pulling up the rear, I'm guessing, in this.
You're probably correct.
So, thanks everyone who's actually playing. It's fun to talk on the podcast every once in a while. I think it's fun. It's a fun game. Although it's hard because you have to dumb yourself down to what the populace is actually watching at movie theaters at times.
Yeah, that can be tough. It's like you're not going about it saying, which movie do I want to go see?
Yeah, exactly. It's what are people going to go pay to see? So.
Yeah, A Dog's Life. You know, I've heard other people around me say they want to go see that.
Yeah, I need to be more in tune with that.
Although I don't think they are members of PETA.
Probably not. Do you know anyone in PETA?
I feel like there's a Greek joke in here, but I can't quite get it. No, I guess. I don't. Not like it's a bumper sticker kind of thing. No.
Greek Hannibal knows some people in PETA. No.
Yeah. Appreciate you finishing that one off. Well, no, yeah. It was there. I just
tried to knock it out. I made contact with the pitch, but it's a pretty routine flyout. I didn't knock it out of the park. So. All right. We're going to wrap the show there. Sorry if I sound a little stuffy, but thanks everyone for listening. It's been a fun week to getting on the mend and having a strong finish to this week. Slim, have yourself a good one. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.